This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. 100 years ago, hundreds of black people in Tulsa, Oklahoma were killed by a white mob. Today, President Biden will visit and meet privately with survivors. Here's our Julie Walker.
It was a century ago when 300 black people living in Tulsa's Greenwood District in an area known as Black Wall Street were killed at the hands of a white mob. Their homes and businesses burned down. Biden is the first president to take part in a remembrance. At a vigil last night, Bernadette Hackman told KTUL-TV she came in from Chicago to take part.
It will be something that I can really share with my family and all my great nieces and nephews. And just help them to just understand you must know your history.
Historians say the massacre began after a black man stepped on a white woman's foot, but the story was blown up to include sexual assault. I'm Julie Walker.
London's Heathrow Airport has opened a terminal to handle passengers arriving from high-risk countries during this coronavirus pandemic. Our Charles de Ledesma's in London.
Heathrow Airport has reopened a terminal mothballed during the coronavirus pandemic for passengers arriving from high-risk nations. Though critics say the action should have been taken sooner, red list passengers have been using the same arrivals hall as travellers from other destinations, though in separate lines.
A man in eastern China has contracted what might be the world's first human case of a strain of bird flu. But Beijing says the risk of large-scale spread is low. Thousands of workers have had no work for a second day after a cyber attack crippled the world's largest meat processing company. It's called JBS, and it's in Australia. Gas is $3.04 a gallon this morning, says the AAA. This is AP News. The WHO is dumping the practice of naming COVID variants after the countries they were first detected in. Here's our Jackie Quinn with the latest on this decision and why it was made.
The World Health Organization's announcing a new nomenclature for coronavirus variants that were previously, and somewhat uncomfortably, described by the countries where they first appeared or by very technical and hard-to-remember letter number codes. So now the variants causing concern will be named with letters in the Greek alphabet, like the variant first detected in Britain, once called B.1.1.7, will now be referred to as the Alpha variant. The fourth variant, found in India, is now called Delta, but scientists will also stick with the original coded naming system. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.